Joining us is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. Another great day in northern Michigan, except for the frost on the ground.
Yeah, I know. you know what? Brighter things are coming in terms of weather. It's going to be a lot warmer over the course of the next week or so.
Yeah, we've made the turn. You know, lakes are open. Things are moving. We're just a little bit cranky that it's taken so long.
That's a great word to use, cranky. You're right. Well, what's been happening down there in Lansing,
friend? There's lots of things going on right now. The number one issue is the budget. In the process of the budget, we in the House have worked our budget through, and of course it's not perfect yet. You know, it's a very complicated budget, the $46 billion, and there's a lot of little individual pieces, and of course a lot of us reps run in there and we say, you know, we need this, we need this, we need this, and you plug all those things in, and the first stage is to vote it out through the House, which we did. Then the Senate, of course, has their version, and the same thing happens there, and they vote it out, and then it goes to what's called conference committee, where there's three members of each house, and then they sit down and they actually put the meat and potatoes in it then and see how close we can pull the dollars to the needs together. You know, that's always the struggle. It's no different than a household budget. Right. You know, you sit down every year and you know you're taking in X, and you can only spend X, and that's what you try to do. So it's going well. The budget's going well. I'm very pleased with Snyder and the way he likes to do it. It's a conservative budget. If we get more money after the revenue conferences throughout the year, then we plug more holes, and that's a good thing. And one nice thing is there's about 2% coming back to K-12 education. You know, that's been hit pretty hard because of the formula. So there should be some more money coming back to schools. And revenue sharing is up, and revenue sharing is used for our local townships, cities, villages, and counties. So that should be good. We should see some upswing. We've made the curve. You know, look at it like it's a horseshoe. You know, we fell pretty hard, and we've been languishing there at the bottom, and now we're just starting to make a curve up.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to look at it, and everything going up, and that's always a good thing.
Right. It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting bills pertaining to northern Michigan, and we're going to be putting out a couple of surveys and see how people feel about this. But, you know, I'm the chair of tourism.
Right.
And a couple of good bills have been coming through. You know, one, we're going to be dealing with the restructuring of licenses for hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities, which is coming up. But one came up last week, and we've been debating it, and we've referred to it as the dog bill. Great gal, Representative O'Brien, put it through. And what this bill would allow, if passed, would allow outdoor patios from restaurants to allow people to bring their dogs in. Now, this sounds pretty trivial compared to some of the complicated things that we do in the house, but it is a tourism-related concern.
Yeah.
You know, people travel up north, whether they're traveling by boat or car, and a lot of them like to bring their puppies or their dogs with them. So this bill, if passed, would allow, if the restaurant chooses, to allow them to bring their pet into an outdoor setting.
Okay.
So it's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, there's a lot of people who come for our area especially, they come from the south up north, they bring their pets with, and sometimes they have to try and find a way to keep them, especially with the heat and cars.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Maybe if they could bring their pets to an outdoor area like that, that'd be great.
And, you know, I personally wouldn't care. We're dog people anyway. It wouldn't offend me. But, again, it's up to the facility or the restaurant to make a decision if they want to do that. And, you know, you have, let's say some of your outdoor eateries in IOSCO, and there's a number of them.
Right.
And if they choose to allow that to happen, I think it's a neat thing. So we're working those things through. Another good thing that is coming out of the budget, it looks like we're going to be able to fund, and this is, again, going to conference committee, so I don't know exactly how this is going to work out, but I think everybody in the area is familiar with the Chinook, which is the research vessel that's stationed in Alpena.
Mm-hmm.
That travels up and down the shoreline from Mackinac all the way to Bay City. And I call the boat Patches, but its name officially is the Chinook. And I know many of your fishermen and women have seen it out there. And there's more patches on that boat than there's hulls. It's 68 years old. And we've been trying to get some money to replace it, and it looks like we may be getting pretty darn close to doing that, and I'm pretty excited about that. We're not going to make a formal announcement on that yet until it gets out of conference committee, but I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of things are happening down in Lansing. Now, are you up here now?
I am. I got home last night about 10:30. Came through the northern part of the district, and I will be going through Alpena, and then we're going to end up at Tawas today, actually. And I am going to tell you that if I can get it out here. We are doing... Okay, you know, I love these smartphones because they're a lot smarter than I am.
We
are going to be doing a grant check presentation at Tawas Park today at 3:30, 3:30 to 4:30.
All right.
They received the grant, and it looks very exciting. There's some more monies coming into the area through grant monies, and they're going to do wonderful things with it. So I'll be down in Tawas about 3:30 today.
All right. Yeah, it looks like you're going to have some, it might be a little rainy this afternoon. They're calling for a couple of showers, so you may want to, you know, bring your umbrella with you.
Well, you know, Kevin, I should tell you, I passed a quick bill on my way through that said no rain until 5.
So. Excellent. I like that. That's my kind of legislation. I think most of us would back that. That's for sure.
Good.
All right. So then if they want to reach you about anything we've talked about, how do they do that?
Again, just contact my office down in Lansing, and that's 517-383-0833.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can go to the state of Michigan and find us on our websites at any time.
You betcha. And, hey, you have a great weekend, and I know we're going to try and talk to you just about every week. We're working out that schedule so that we can keep up with you and find out what's happening down in Lansing and through our 106th district.
Very good, Kevin, and have a great day, and Thanks. Don't spend too much time raking this weekend.
Yeah, you do. How did you know that? Wow, you're a psychic, too.
All right,
Peter, Kevin. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, and again, you can see him this afternoon, 3:30 at Tawas City Park there. They've got a grant money presentation going on there. State Representative Peter Battaglia, we're trying to work out the details, make sure he gets with us just about every Friday. Of course, one Friday out of the month, we're always over there at McDonald's. Maybe we'll get him to drop by sometime. That'd be great, too.